Thank you, Julie. On to our last set of news now, which is a real mixed bag. A Michelin award for a restaurant, a rare coin, a vineyard, Norfolk Church's Trust bikers, and flamingo chicks at Banham Zoo, just to name a few of the items the evening newspaper has carried this week. A fine dining restaurant has been named in a prestigious food guide less than a year after opening. Blossom Restaurant, located on Upper St Giles Street in Norwich, has earned a place in the Michelin Guide. The site has an important place in Norwich's food history. It was once home to Adlard's, the first restaurant in the city to earn a Michelin star.
Details have emerged about the discovery of a rare early medieval coin found by a metal detectorist in Norwich. The coin, which is known as a thrimser, was discovered in October, last October, and has already sparked interest at Norwich Castle Museum. A thrimser, or shilling, was a type of small gold coin minted in 7th century Anglo-Saxon England. Discovered in Norwich, the coin is understood to have been struck more than 1,000 years ago in East Anglia, and is rare since only 50 of its kind are believed to have been recorded. An inquest has been adjourned to September the 25th, and it will be the role of the coroner to determine if the gold coin meets the legal definition of treasure under the Treasure Act 1996.
The new owner of a 1.65 million Norfolk vineyard has set out his plans for the award-winning wine business, with hopes for a more resilient future than the arable farm he left behind. Crispin Binder sold his family's 400-acre arable farm near Maldon in Essex in order to purchase Chet Valley Vineyard in Burg Apton, between Poringland and Loddon. The vineyard was put up for sale in June 2025 by founder and winemaker John Hammond, who first planted vines on the site in 2010 and who remains as a consultant. Mr. Binder, a third-generation farmer, had previously worked on his family's land for 30 years. Having previously set up a small vineyard in Essex, Mr. Binder and his wife Julie began researching established vineyards for sale, making an initial offer for Chet Valley last June for a deal that was eventually completed a year later. "I was thinking with grapevines, once they're established," he said. "You haven't got that worry of re-drilling, reseeding, and all those associated problems. The other reason for wanting to go into grapes was that you're much more in charge of your own destiny. The crop you produce is something you obviously can easily add value to. If you do the job properly and produce good quality grapes, then you're much more likely to produce a good quality wine at the end. Whereas with wheat, if you do the job properly and you produce a good quality crop, you still get the same low price that everyone else does."
The Norfolk Church's Trust is celebrating its 50th anniversary this year and has its annual bike ride, walk and drive later this month. Every year, the Trust also encourages participants to send them photographs of their bike ride day, and these are automatically entered into its photography competition. There are three categories: exterior, interior, and spirit of the day. The spirit of the day category really exudes the feeling of a good fun day spent in the extraordinary Norfolk countryside with its big skies and expansive landscape, cleverly capturing the tower of the church.
A care home worker has been shortlisted for a national award. Debbie Moore, head housekeeper at Care UK's Cavill Court in Cringleford, has been named a finalist in the Care Home Housekeeping Manager of the Year category at the Hotel Housekeeping Honours 2026. The awards celebrate individuals who deliver exceptional standards in the industry. Miss Moore joined Cavalcourt in 2021 as a domestic assistant and quickly progressed to head housekeeper. Under her leadership, the housekeeping team was named Housekeeping Team of the Year in its Care UK region.
More than 80 trucks travelled in convoy across Norfolk and Suffolk as one of the region's best-loved events returned for its 39th year. The journey is organised by East Coast Truckers Charity, which aims to provide fun experiences for disadvantaged and disabled children across East Anglia. This year's convoy took place on Sunday, August the 30th, and saw thousands of people gathered in lay-bys, on roundabouts and on verges along the route to cheer on the lorries and their passengers. The fleet of more than 80 trucks began its journey from Postwick Park and Ryde outside Norwich before arriving at Pleasurewood Hills. After spending the afternoon at the theme park, the truckers headed to Great Yarmouth Seafront, each chauffeuring a disabled or disadvantaged child to sit up high in the cab. The trucks and their passengers then travelled along Marine Parade at approximately 6 p.m. The charity also had a trailer and stage parked outside Joyland with live music, a tombola, raffle stalls and merchandise.
A charity challenge is helping to keep spirits high and wheels turning across the UK. Norwich employees from Stanner Lift Services have raised £1,400 for East Anglia's children hospices by cycling 362 miles as part of a nationwide 4,000-mile cycling challenge. The funds, which include £700 raised by the team and £700 in matched funding from Stanner, will support the Nook, Each's Children's Hospice near Norwich. Diane Sillis, office manager at Stanner Lift Services, said, "Choosing East Anglia's Children's Hospices as our chosen charity was a unanimous decision. Every mile we cycle is about helping raise vital funds so the hospice can continue providing the outstanding care and support that families rely on during some of life's most challenging moments. The ambitious challenge involves more than 700 Stanner colleagues across 11 service branches cycling the equivalent of a lap around Great Britain on an indoor exercise bike." Laura Southcott, Each's senior corporate fundraiser for Norfolk, said, "We're incredibly grateful to everyone who took part in this fantastic challenge, helping raise vital funds for our charity."
Staff at a Norfolk zoo have been tickled pink after announcing the safe arrival of four new flamingo chicks. The group will be adding to the flamboyance at Banham Zoo near Attleborough following their birth. Zoo staff have named the chicks Floyd, Wafer, Panther and Barbie, and another chick is expected shortly.